This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Dozens of Springfield area residents are calling for an overhaul of the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office. They spoke at the county board meeting last night. During the 3.5 hour long public comment period, many speakers said the department's hiring practices should be investigated. The meeting comes a little over a month after Sonia Massey was shot and killed by a former sheriff's deputy. Margarita Faltz is marrying into Massey's family.
If our Sangamon County deputies and law enforcement agencies don't walk the streets, go door to door, build community, and get to know who we are, of course they don't know we're having a mental crisis.
Sheriff Jack Campbell announced last week that he will retire from his post by the end of this month, amid growing calls for his resignation. In a statement, he blamed what he calls the, quote, current political climate. Just 5 days from the start of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, protesters are still fighting for more space to demonstrate. Pro-Palestinian groups submitted applications to the city for a march and rally near the United Center months ago, but some of their requests are still up in the air. Protesters are appealing a federal judge's ruling this week limiting a route north of the convention to just 1 mile in length. Organizer Hatem Abudeya says that won't be enough space to accommodate the thousands he expects to participate.
We've said it over and over again. The route is not long enough to accommodate all the protesters.
The city also has yet to approve allowing pro-Palestinian groups access to Union Park for a rally next week. Democratic National Convention officials say they have surpassed their 40% goal of hiring minority or women-owned businesses. The host committee for the DNC has announced that nearly half of the major contracts for putting on the big event went to minority or women-owned businesses. Show Strategy is one of them. Glenn Charles Jr. is its CEO and says his was one of the biggest contracts for the event.
It's an experience of a lifetime. I want to prove to the world that people of color from diverse backgrounds, we have the capabilities to execute something on this scale.
His company is in charge of building the media tents and providing furniture and rentals for the DNC. Chicago public school officials say the teachers union is proposing a contract that would result in a deficit of nearly $3 billion. That would be a hole more than 5 times their current projections. That price tag includes raises, as well as demand for more librarians, art teachers, and other staff. CTU President Stacey Davis Gates says making the contract sound unaffordable is an old, worn-out strategy.
For far too long, the school district has said, we ain't got it. Well, we're saying you better get it. And I don't care who giving it.
At a public bargaining session Tuesday, the CTU and CPS agreed that the state should provide more money, but that hasn't happened. The CTU also wants CPS to agree to pursue other revenue options. Other things you should know today. Illinoisans can get an electronic driver's license starting next year. That's one of hundreds of bills Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law late last week. The electronic IDs would not replace physical ones, and businesses can decide whether they'll accept them or not. Pritzker also signed a measure to cap the price of life-saving inhalers at $25 for a 30-day supply, and another that allows Department of Children and Family Services investigators to list their office instead of home address on their ID. COVID-19 cases are rising in Chicago this summer. Recent data from the city's health department show an uptick in the percentage of positive tests, which reflects national trends. COVID-19 wastewater data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows an upward slope in viral activity across the country. Today's weather, it will be sunny to partly cloudy, and the high will hit the low 80s. Tomorrow, we're expecting scattered storms in the afternoon, and there could be severe thunderstorms. Temperatures will reach the high 70s. That's it for now. Later today, the Rundown podcast visited the Salt Shed last week for their new outdoor event. But you better not see the moves, DJ.
Gonna turn this house around somehow. We have definitely pulled a lot of repeats so far. Everybody wants to sing Chapel Roan, but we can only have one. Whoa.
check out The World's Largest Karaoke. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.